Jerry's next on the line and live on air right now. Good morning, Jerry. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. How are you guys today?
Jerry's a longtime listener. He called in. I don't know, Jerry, when was the first time you called in and offered to come out and look at the situation at your house?
I would say it's been at least 10 or 12 years, maybe a little more.
Romy, he has the most beautiful home in Carefree. It's right at the foot of the hills. His backyard looks out to the south. He has all the night lights to soak in every single night, and it's a Benny Gonzalez home just to top it off. It's absolutely an incredible piece of property.
You make it sound like I ought to buy it.
Man, how long have you had that home, Jerry?
About 14 years.
Okay, yeah. So when I came out to see you, you'd only been in it a couple years, huh?
Yeah, we were trying to get it remodeled. Couldn't find exactly what we wanted to do, if you remember.
Well, it seemed like to me you were trying to, like, save on the energy bills. A Benny Gonzalez home built in the 70s, all single-pane glass, all uninsulated block, a great dynamic floor plan. I grew up in a Benny Gonzalez home. I love them.
Yeah.
But you had spent some money, and it seemed like to me you weren't getting the return on investment you needed. So we came out for a little consult, and it was a pleasure meeting you. So what are you up to today?
Well, first of all, I want you to come see it now because we've just about got it where we want it, and I think you'd be amazed. We have Eisenhower taking care of our trees, and Paul, the pond gnome, put us in a gorgeous pond and water thing, and it's magnificent.
It sounds like he's trying to sell it to you.
Told me that before I put it on the market, that you and Jennifer were going to take a look and buy it.
We want first right of refusal. Well, Jerry,
well,
I tell you what.
Personally, but at the house.
Tuesday morning, I've got to meet a plumber at 148th Street in Rio Verde, Dynamite. Then I've got to go to Lone Mountain and Scottsdale Road to meet somebody that actually I was supposed to meet yesterday. He called. He said, don't come out now.
Roads are flooded.
You'll be in a two-hour traffic jam. So I may just call you and invite myself out for late Tuesday morning coffee.
You got it. I can make you some of that good coffee from Louisiana.
Community coffee. All right. So what are you trying to get done today, Jerry?
I have the toilet fill valve went bad on me.
Okay.
And I bought a Fluid Master from one of the, you know, the box stores.
Sure. Yeah.
But it doesn't seem like it's working. I can't get it quite adjusted right. Is there something better than just a Fluid Master? Is there a better type of valve that I can put in?
There is, and for the life of me, I cannot remember the name of it, but you're going to need to go to a commercial plumbing supply house like Ferguson or Hughes, Central Arizona Supply. It's a Wally. I'm going to have the answer for you when I call to invite myself up for community coffee about 11:30 on Tuesday. As a matter of fact, I may even just accidentally have one in the truck when I pull up for the coffee. So, Jerry, I'll be in touch with you. You know, this is what I like about doing the radio show. You get to meet some of the nicest people, like the Hartogs, who invited me down to their ranch in Sulphur Springs Valley and just had one of the prettiest, absolute most beautiful settings in the whole world. Romy, how many great people have we been out and seen their house and helped them through problems and dilemmas? I love being every Arizona homeowner's best friend. This is the best job in the world. I tease Wynn Holden and Rob Steve that they really don't have jobs over Arizona highways. But you know what? We got a pretty good job right here at Rosie on the House. I don't think we're going to be able. Oh, let's get to Scott real quick because he had a point he really wanted to make on mother-in-law.
40 suite. Seconds, Scott.
Okay, real quick.
He's a paramedic.
Oh, okay. You there?
Hello?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Hey, I just wanted to point something out. After 27 years of playing on fire trucks and ambulances, one of the things that we've noticed over the years is houses are not built for those stretchers or gurneys that we come in to bring people out of the house and into the hospital. So something to consider, I think, would be wider hallways,
okay,
wider doorways. You already touched on that with the wheelchair.
Awesome.
And just make it a little bit easier for that 911 crew to come in and get your loved one in and out of the house if necessary. It's always been kind of frustrating. We've literally had to pass people through windows because we can't get the gurney in.
Wow.
We put them on a backboard and then pass them through a window, a bedroom window. because it's so difficult to get people in and out sometimes.
Excellent.
Just don't build houses with that in consideration.
Excellent point, Scott. We really appreciate you taking the time and holding the time that you did to give our listeners that important tip. If we're building to accommodate an aging member of the family, let's make sure we think through all of the aspects that need to be thought of. You know, you've got that cab fab on wheels. You could actually call an ambulance with a hitch. Put the EMTs in the house. And just deliver them to the hospital.
Yeah, I guess you just have to make sure that the overhang, you know, would the turn around.
Fit underneath the
hospital entrance. Yeah, does it fit under the
entrance? Uh-huh. Cab fab. You've also got eco housing. I can't remember what that acronym stands for. Environmental cohabitat. They build them and make them.
You can also Google search tiny houses and tiny, get a dozen different manufacturers.
They have one called Granny Pod.
Granny Pod,
which actually is set up with oxygen holsters
sounds
for
like
the tanks.
Something you launch.
It does. Granny Pod. So we're here to try and help you any way we can, especially if it means revolving around improving the quality of life for your family here in Arizona. That's what we're all about at Rosie on House.
If
folks,
it launches, I'm buying one.
I hope y'all enjoyed the show half as much as we did today. And I hope if you find somebody in the following week that needs a little encouragement or cheering up, all of us here at Rosie House would like you to do us a favor and pay it forward. Cheer them up. Encourage them. Give them a helping hand.